The answer is B, osteomalacia. In vitamin D deficiency, whether it be rickets in children or osteomalacia in adults, decreased 1,25-dihydroxyD3 is going to result in decreased calcium and phosphate absorption through the small bowel. So you need to know for USMLE, if they ask you calcium and phosphate, it's a down arrow for both of them in osteomalacia and rickets. Now our decreased calcium means that there's less negative feedback on the parathyroid glands, so PTH goes up to compensate. The question need not have elevated PTH in a vitamin D deficiency question, but it's common and it's the only answer that works here. Metastatic malignancy would give us a high calcium and a low PTH. Osteopetrosis and osteoporosis, everything is in the normal range for both. And a parathyroid adenoma is primary hyperparathyroidism. We'd have high PTH, high calcium.